You're now listening to the English news of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. Mr. Võ Văn Tân, Vice Secretary of the District Party Committee and Chairman of Thốt Nốt District People's Committee, on April 30 came to visit and support landslide-affected houses in Thái Thuận Ward. Thốt Nốt District leader visited the families whose houses collapsed into the river. The delegation provided 20 million Vietnam Dong for every household, instructed the police to send out teams to assist individuals in escaping and moving their homes to a secure location, and proactively suggested strategies to prevent landslides. It is known that on April 29, 2024, at 2:30 a.m., a landslide with a length of 27 meters and a breadth of 6 to 9 meters, including a 17-meter at-risk section, occurred. The back houses of Mr. Bùi Văn Ngân and Mrs. Lê Thị Hập collapsed completely and partially, respectively, causing an estimated damage of roughly 700 million Vietnam Đồng. The Phong District Representative Board of the Bank for Social Policies has just organized a preliminary review of the first quarter activities and implemented direction and task for the second quarter of 2024. In recent times, authorities at all levels in Bình Thủy District have always proactively grasped the production and business situation, promptly resolved difficulties, and supported businesses in accessing preferential policies. The majority of commercial and industrial businesses in Bình Thủy District typically run steadily and efficiently, providing jobs for their employees. The market for producing commodities is steady, meeting everyone's need for food and providing for their necessities. Basic workers are promised payment and bonuses in compliance with legislation. The Ministry of Health believes that the situation of infectious diseases is still complicated, with scattered cases and outbreaks of measles and chickenpox, and has begun to increase in some localities. Compared to the same period in 2023, the prevalence of some endemic diseases like HFMD and rabies is rising. The Ministry of Health advises communities to take proactive measures to avoid illness, make sure there is enough and improve access to rabies vaccines and anti-rabies serum. Every district should have a minimum of one vaccination site in high-risk areas. Prevent HFMD in particular because the disease risk is rising. To proactively prevent diseases, community arrange for children to receive immunization, manufacture vaccinations, and raise the vaccination rate. Recently, all levels of the City Trade Union had many effective initiatives to help improve the quality of protecting workers' rights. To date, 250 unionized enterprises in the city have collective labor agreements. In April 2024, Cần Thơ City Youth Union at all levels implemented 2,809 projects, benefiting the community over 3.2 billion Vietnam Đồng. These are also achievements to celebrate the 49th anniversary of the Liberation of the South and National Reunification Day, and the 70th anniversary of the Điện Biên Phủ victory. Since the beginning of the year, Cần Thơ City Employment Service Center has provided employment consulting, employment policies, and vocational training to nearly 15,800 people, and introduced domestic and foreign jobs to nearly 1,550 people. It was done through a variety of channels, including directly through employer meeting days at the center, indirectly by email, phone switchboard, Cần Thơ Human Resources Management Group, social network, Zalo and Facebook of the center, Cần Thơ Job Information Portal and QR Code of the center. Phases 3 and 4 of the 2024 Job Consultation Centers for Workers and Youth in Thới Lai District. Job Consultation Center for Workers and Youth in Thốt Nốt District in 2024. Online Job Transaction Sessions in the Southeast Asia Mekong Delta. To mark the 49th anniversary of the South Liberation and National Reunification Day, April 30, 1975, April 30, 2024, the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Gangtan City coordinated with the Vietnam Federation of Bicycles and Sports Motorcycle organized the National Motorcycle Racing Tournament Caltex Haveline Cup Prix Cup Round 2 in Gangtan City. 59 racers from 34 clubs representing towns and provinces around the nation compete in the race. Following the opening ceremony, the athlete competed in group qualifying phase, which were designed to choose the best athletes to move on to the final round and determine the ultimate ranking. Athletes compete strictly according to the tournament rules, giving their all during the competition, making amazing technological advances quickly and generating excitement for Gangtan Stadium crowd. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.